still don't give a shit.
3 years in,
we're still not over it. One's still tall and stringy, the other's even fatter. No one really cares, so what's it even matter?
We're here to make some noise and make you fucking laugh. So roll one up, pour one out, sit back and relax. Who cares? Podcast with Jackson and Mark. Who cares? Podcast with Jackson and Mark. Who cares? Podcast with Jackson and Mark. Who cares? Podcast with Jackson and Mark.
Now called the Let's Not Get Sued podcast. What's happening? Where are we? What's going on?
Hey, it's the new year.
It's 2019.
Holy shit, we haven't done a show in like a month.
We haven't. I wanted to do a Christmas one and then we didn't because we suck. But our goal for 2019 is to not suck or suck slightly less.
Yes, suck slightly less. That is the mantra.
But you just heard our brand spanking new theme song. The old one was getting a little worn out. We've been using that one since like halfway through 2017, I think.
Yes.
So again, we were starting to get a lot of flack for it. People didn't like it. Bubba the Love Sponge said it was the filthiest theme song they'd ever heard.
Well, this is true. But, I mean, the new one's not as it's not as filthy, but it's still pretty badass.
Literally the same two swear words are in there.
That's true.
It did. I only have my vocabulary is not that expanded.
So now from now on, I can't use this fucking thing. I feel like Madonna.
This is a windscreen. Yes. Pop screen, everybody.
So from now on, we're gonna be using music that only I have written because we don't want to get sued because we want to make money.
Well, this is the perfect sign of like how disorganized we are with this show. It's like constantly. Jackson gets feedback from his radio professional buddies. It's like, you know, you should make sure you have license for the music that you're using in the show. And so then Jackson goes, no more licensed music. No more. We got to stop. And then literally we sit down to record. He's like, all right, I got a great Pantera song lined up. And I'm like, what did you just get finished telling?
It fires me up, man. What can I say?
But I know.
So now my challenge is to write music
that
fires
me up. Music
sounds
like that. Yeah. Yes. So that works for it. But anyway, so this is the beginning of our third year. 3 years into doing this show. Well, 2 years in, but we're going into our third year. Well, the one thing I've noticed from the very beginning, and we talked about it, like, I think probably on our very first episode, because we started this at the beginning of 2017, where it seems like every year people, specifically in America, are getting dumber. At the beginning of the new year in 2017, we had the thing I was noticing that scared the crap out of me was the growing group of people who believed the Earth was flat.
It's still a group of people these days, too.
It is, but they were, like, in the news at the beginning of 2017. And
yeah,
now we've
true.
Gotten around, we've come full circle where we now, you know, the people who believe it, and everybody else laughs at them as they should be laughed at. I mean, it's still disturbing, but a lot of the celebrities that had come out originally in for it have come out and said, okay, maybe I wasn't as smart as I thought I was.
Oh, Jesus.
That's for you, Janine.
She's not going to like that.
And then, at the beginning of last year, we had fucking teenagers eating Tide Pods because why not?
Like, because they're colorful and soft and fun to look at.
Colorful and soft, but they're like hyper-concentrated poison, so let's eat them. That's smart. And then go to the fucking hospital. Whatever. So, fast forward to the beginning of 2019.
So that was 2018, right? The Tide Pods?
That was the beginning of 2018. It was a long time ago. And now fast forward to, 2018 was an exceptionally stupid year. Fast forward to 2019, and now the government is shut down. And everybody in America is using that as an excuse to literally shit all over the national parks. I'm not even saying there's a euphemism where it's like, oh, you know, I hate the Grand Canyon. It's like literally they're going and they're just taking dumps wherever they happen to need. They're like a fucking dog.
Is that true, though? I haven't seen that.
Well, no, because apparently what's happened is it's like when the last time the government got shut down, like in a major way, back in like 2014, when Obama was pushing for immigration reform. It's funny because now we're right back there, but instead of reasonable immigration reform, it's insanity. They shut down the national parks because they're not they're not essential, right?
Yes,
federal
I remember when that happened.
But then people started bitching because it's like, well, we had planned our whole vacation around going to fucking Grand Canyon, and now we can't go to the Grand Canyon, and I hate you, government. So the Republicans...
They should build a wall around the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. But so the government, specifically the Republicans, I believe, thought that the smarter thing to do so that people don't get mad at them any more than they already are is we'll keep the national parks open, but they just won't have anybody working there. What could possibly go wrong? Well, what could possibly go wrong is that any person who is not put in a position of rules and being watched over by somebody like a fucking parent just starts throwing shit and trash everywhere like a goddamn monkey.
Yeah,
so
I do remember seeing a pile of trash at the bottom of the monument there in Charlestown.
Yeah, I mean, you go anywhere and it's just doing that. They're just, people are just throwing trash because then you see,
as soon as it's not touching your ground, it's okay. If
well,
it's
no,
touching
it's
other ground,
touch
it's
the ground. And so they're doing that in national parks. Nobody's there to clean it up, so they just keep throwing the trash around, where it's like you could just maybe take it with you and throw it someplace else. But the worst thing is
shame.
But the worst thing is
shame.
Is that the public facilities are filled with shit, like porta potties and stuff are filled. And I actually read an article with this one of the heads of one of these parks, one of the head people. She was saying, once those porta potties get completely full, you can't clean them out. They just have to throw them away.
Oh,
so
boy.
There's these big plastic boxes filled with shit. So, of course, nobody can use them. So people are just taking it unto themselves to just go wherever they want to.
Do you remember Tom from ITF, the big fellow with the long hair?
Yes.
His job was he drove around in a van with a giant vacuum cleaner in the back of it.
And sucked
and
up
such
the, yeah.
shit out of porta potties for his job.
Well, at least they gave him a vacuum and he didn't have to do it himself.
He made a shitload of money, though. No pun intended.
You know, I do like hearing when people who have jobs like that get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, no,
those
he
are
made
the
a lot
who
of money.
People deserve to be paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, my thing is, it's like these people are just like they're on like a path, like in a park or something. Like it's a highly populated area. And they just drop down and they just shit on the ground and then they
I've
just
never
keep
shit
going.
Outside. Well, we know from past episodes that you've shit outside, but I've never shit outside.
But
really,
I've only done it under moments of extreme duress.
I've had moments of extreme duress, but I guess I wasn't very far from a bathroom at that point.
But, you know, my argument here for these people is it's like even animals are smart enough to bury their shit after they do it. So it's like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? I mean, are they even like wiping? Or are they just like just dropping trow, dumping out, and then just going and dealing with it when they get home? Like, how does that even work?
You know what? I don't even want to think about it.
It's
poop and it's gross and
You know, and you bring it up. In my defense, yes, I did have an episode that happened outside, but I would have been more hygienic about it had I not also been violently shaking and fevery and in a massive panic. So I was not doing well physically that day.
Move this man!
Can anybody know and name what movie that's from?
I don't know. What is that?
Anybody?
Nobody can hear you.
Oh, wait. It's only us.
Yes.
It's from Half-Baked.
Good. Congratulations.
Yes.
You know, and then the other thing that I've recently been hearing about is the movie Bird Box on Netflix, which my wife watched, and she said it was god-awful. And now the thing to keep in mind is my wife has a high threshold for shitty television.
That doesn't mean that she has a good opinion of good television, though.
I don't think there are many things that she'll sit through and enjoy. So the fact that, and I mean, she sat through this whole movie and did not enjoy it.
I can't believe she watches Cops. Oh. That show's just depressing.
She loves fucking daytime garbage television.
I like, well, no, I don't. Yes, I do. I like Criminal Minds.
When the two of you decide what you like, the rest of us know. But anyway, this Bird Box thing, so now apparently it's leaked onto the internet, because the internet can never just let things just be things. They always have to make it into something else. So now there's the Bird Box challenge, where people try to do things blindfolded. And apparently a teenage girl crashed a car.
Yes, she did.
because she was driving it blindfolded, which, spoiler alert, not a good idea.
We were going to do a bit on the show, on the Carlson McKenzie show, but we didn't think it was a, you know, we knew it wasn't a great idea. But we didn't think it would get past, you know,
the censors.
The censors. So
the censors.
Pete wanted to blindfold me and put me out on the roof.
And then you have to trust. No, it should be they blindfold you, put you up
and
on the roof.
And then give me directions.
Well, have Mike give you directions and see if you're capable of trusting him.
Oh, yeah. So I had to get my eyebrow shaved on the ear. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah. I texted you about it. You had made the bet. You had made the bet that because Pete bought you a car because he's your sugar daddy.
Yes.
And you have to pay him back for it. And of course, they said if you don't pay, how much out of every paycheck?
$100.
$100 out of every paycheck, then they get to have Mike shave your eyebrows
off.
Yes,
but part of my eyebrow. And part but of your my eyebrow,
until
my
you have no eyebrow left.
So what happened was
But it doesn't look like they did. But I mean, you have a lot of.
No, I shave a lot of my eyebrows.
You have a lot of eyebrow to spare. So.
Excuse me, Janine. Oh, Jesus.
That's the new theme for the show.
No, I mean, every time we burp, we have to say that.
Yes. Well, okay, first, before you defend yourself, I just want to point out you are the only person in the world who would think that just because the show is on vacation that you don't still owe somebody money.
Well, here's
just
the thing.
Because you did it as a bit doesn't mean you still don't owe him money.
Well, I know what. We did it as a bit. Well, we did it. He wouldn't have done it if it wasn't a bit. And so the way I figure it is if either way, because, you know, sometimes we make a thing out of me paying him on the air. Sometimes we don't. But if I didn't have the money on a Friday, then we would definitely make a thing of me not paying him on the air. But we weren't on the air that Friday. And so I figured that, well, I didn't figure. I just thought.
You hoped. You hoped. You hoped you could get away with this.
I definitely hoped it, but it didn't work. And yeah, and it's funny because I didn't even get it too. So the Monday or the day that we come back to the show, the 8:20 slot is labeled intervention, right?
Mm-hmm. And what is that? Is that like every day or
no?
This is just the day you came back.
The day the day that happened, and Pete says to me, so hey, just to let you know, at 8:20 when we start talking about Nancy Kerrigan, come in the studio. I'm like, okay. Oh,
so wait, why is that the lead-in?
Because I don't know. Because I get a copy of the schedule every day, so they don't want to tell me when it's going to... Excuse me. Sorry, Janine.
Jesus Christ. It's starting to be too gratuitous even for me.
So, we do that quite a bit. If there's a surprise that we want to... You know, unleash on somebody else on the show, then we'll keep the thing on the schedule, you know, ominous.
Yeah.
Like, just an intervention. Yeah. So I didn't know it was coming up. And then.
But I mean, why? Like, was it Nancy Kerrigan the topic beforehand?
Yes.
Okay. So that was just like, I didn't know if Nancy Kerrigan was like a lead in to.
No.
Well, by the way, Jackson, like, I don't know. Does she have like shaving issues? Like, I don't really know.
No, it was just the, it was just the trigger. You know, the trigger to the next bit, I guess, you know. So yeah, I had to get I felt very uncomfortable about it, and it's funny because so I'll give you a little behind the scenes, and so Pete comes in my studio each commercial break and smokes, you know, his vape with me, and he's like, don't worry, you know, I'm the nice guy on the show.
Don't worry, little Jackson.
As soon as the razor gets close to your eyebrow, I'll have it stopped, and we'll be good.
Pete, I'll just hold on. If you listen to this, Pete, I just want you to understand. When you do things like this, he doesn't learn anything.
No. Well, no. I mean, I do though.
No. If he saves you, you don't learn.
He said he was gonna save me. He didn't save me.
You're again. You have a lot of eyebrow to share.
I know, and it was a buzzer, so it had a thing. But I was so fucking nervous. It was scary. But it was the funniest bit of the week. And the boss came up to Kevin and Mike, not me, mind you,
not me,
to tell them that it was really good and he really enjoyed it. And that we should do more stuff.
We should
like
torture
that.
Jackson more often.
Or
well,
we
I'll
should,
tell you,
you know, fight more often.
It was that morning on the show. Well, it was that morning my wife texted me. It's like she left the house, and then 5 minutes after she had left, she texted me and goes, "Jackson's on the air. I think he's getting his eyebrows shaved."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, he must not have paid Pete the money he owes." And she goes, "Oh, he's a fucking asshole."
No,
it's joking. But
did she hear the whole thing?
No, she didn't listen to the whole thing.
Why not?
She didn't get a chance to.
Oh.
She was on her way to work. You know, she only has so many times. But that's when I reached out to you, and I was like, did you get your eyebrows shaved? So I could let her know. But anyway, So that will professional.
What is it?
Professional.
Hold on, wait. Let's have a commercial break. Okay, that's it.
You need more metal music in your life? Call 1-800-MORE-METAL and we'll send you one free disc every day.
1-800, who cares?
$5 for every next disc. No, but what was the one where they'd send you CDs you wanted to kill yourself?
No, I loved them. I got all my Ozzy CDs and my Guns N' Roses CDs that way.
Anyway, so that will lead into, let's catch up with Jackson. Because this thing's going on with you.
There's a lot of weird shit.
Getting eyebrows shaved.
Yes.
I have to ask, I've noticed in the last few days, so we've been working to try to put the show together for the last couple of days. We got together on...
Yeah, we actually put an effort into this hunk of shit.
We spent Saturday night together working on the new theme song. We spent Sunday night together trying to record this episode and failing miserably. So here we are 2 days later trying again.
What day is today? Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So Jackson, we've been working together the last couple of days. And every 5 seconds he goes retarded and forgets how to do things.
I drop things.
He just keeps dropping things, spilling things. He goes, Friday I go over to your house and you have this new glass piece that Mikey got you. I don't know if it constitutes as a bong or not, but I'm not the aficionado of the accessories.
It's a half a bong, a little tiny water
bong.
A little
quarter bong.
A little tiny water bong.
Anyway, he shows it to me. He's like, look how awesome this thing is. It's really, and it was really cool looking. And he's like, yeah, it's so great. And then he puts it on the table, turns around, knocks it on the floor, breaks it in half.
Yep.
I'm on the other side of the room, and he goes to me, did you do that? I'm like, I was on the other side of the room. You were standing next to it.
That's how things go with me. I'm very even Stevens. I'll get something and then break it right away.
And I've tried to glue it back together for you three times, and every time you break it again. The other night we were here recording the new theme song, and you just sort of it's gotten to the point now, every time you come over to my apartment, you sadly spill a beer on the floor.
Yeah.
In the saddest way possible. But then my favorite was Saturday night, we're sitting here making notes for the show. You couldn't even remember what we were talking about. At one point, we were talking about gang vocals because we used that in the new theme
song. I do remember
song.
Talking about gang vocals.
Yes, and I was trying to think, of good
Excuse
examples
me, sorry,
of gang
Janine.
Vocals. And then I brought up Manowar, and I was like, Manowar, Die for Metal specifically, has really great gang vocals. And you're like, yeah, write that down. I'm like, why would I write that down? This is just a conversation we're having. You're like, I don't know. What are we talking about? What's going on?
Well, write it down for future reference because you want gang vocals and then who cares opening there.
And then you had me write you wrote down a note because you've been pulling these drum tracks from some guy who makes free drum tracks online.
Yes,
he seems kind of douchey. So you wrote a note you wanted to talk about on the show, drum track
okay,
asshole.
Okay, you know what? I do want to talk about that. Now that you're bringing me to
it. But here's the thing: I brought it up today. You don't remember any of it. You don't even remember why you thought it was interesting.
I do remember why. I remember exactly why, because he puts these awesome drum tracks up on YouTube for free for anybody who knows how to do anything audio-wise and record something from YouTube, right? Yeah. But then he sells them on a fucking Patreon or whatever.
Yeah, because some people like to support artists. Some people are not just fucking leeches of society.
All right, did I write his name down? I'll give
him
a name.
No, you did not. You didn't write his name down, but maybe we'll look it up
later. We'll put his name in the link of this podcast.
Yeah, we'll give him a plug later on.
Because I use his drums for all my songs, and he's a fucking badass fake drummer.
Yes, so...
Because he does all the drums on fake drums on computers, you know?
Yeah. So, with all of this going on, and how it seems like there's something wrong with you mentally, you claim that you are actually getting your life together.
Oh, I'm trying.
And getting over previous relationships and trying to look into new relationships.
Well, I have been drinking a lot.
Yeah, you probably should stop that. But the other night when you...
I definitely do have to stop that.
Yeah, when you went all weird on Saturday, you really only had half a beer, and then you just were like, I don't know what's going on.
No,
maybe that's what you had here, but I don't know what you were drinking.
No, I drank all... I probably drank all day.
Because you were bragging and saying, it's just a couple of sips of beer and got me drunk. That's good. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true, but...
No, a couple of beers and a couple of shots
That's not what you said.
No, I had it. Yeah, because I remember I had two shots and a couple of beers, and that was more than usual. That gets me a little. But I think I probably had something before that. But anyway, I'm definitely, and I'm not gonna do one of these fucking. You know how people say that they want to go clean for a month, and I've been guilty of saying that. But that's a bullshit thing. That's either one, a cry for help, or two, a fucking a bullshit fucking trying to show off for something or
other. Are you cracking eggs of knowledge here all over our heads?
No. I don't have any eggs. But it's not, it's a bullshit, it's a lie to yourself when you say that. And if you have to stop for a month, then you have to fucking just chill out. And I definitely am not one of those alcoholics who needs to, like, not ever drink again, but I definitely do have to chill out.
Yeah, you probably do. Well, it's the thing. You have to figure out what works for you. I know, like, you know, when my dad was trying to quit, he kept, like, a six-pack or something in the backseat of his car, and just knowing it was there was all it took for him to take the edge off, you know? So, I mean, and that's, you know, different strokes for different people who like to stroke themselves, I guess. But
that didn't rhyme. I don't like witticisms that don't rhyme.
It doesn't mean anything if it doesn't rhyme. But so what, tell us some of the things that you're doing, because you were very gung-ho about this on Sunday night. What are some of the things you're doing to change your life for the better?
Oh, see, now I don't remember what...
Maybe writing things down would be
I did write this down, actually. So on Thursday, I'm not even sure how much I'm supposed to say about this, but we had a big meeting with the whole ZLX crew, and talked about the last... Without getting into details, we talked about the year before we were owned by iHeartMedia and the year
basically
after.
Comparing before and after.
Yes.
How are things shaping up?
Yeah, and everything's looking
now,
very...
Now, was this just internally with the show, or was this with higher-ups at the...
This was higher-ups. Well, I mean, with the boss.
Okay.
And things are looking good on all fronts. And we were strategizing for the next year, and they're talking about all... And even in the news, I don't... If anybody follows radio media news...
Nobody does.
But iHeartMedia is fucking huge in the news recently, because they just recently went through a bankruptcy thing, and now that they're in really good shape and trying to be bought by all these big companies and making a lot of money, and all the money's being spread around to everybody except for me.
Except for Jackson. No money for Jackson.
I'm still limited to fucking 25 hours a week and goddamn no health insurance and all this bullshit. So, I'm in this room with fucking 15 people, and every single person in this fucking room makes at least twice what I make, at least, and it pisses me off, and I put as much fucking blood, sweat, and tears as everybody else does into the station, and I am feeling less compensated than I should be, and I'm really getting to a line that has to be drawn in the sand, so to speak. So yeah, and I'm gonna have a meeting with the boss this week about it.
So you're gonna sit down and talk with them this week?
Yes. And I believe respect. Pete is going to be there with me by my side.
Surrogate dad.
Yes. Hopefully.
It's okay, son. We'll get through this together.
Because after the meeting, him and I were talking, and he definitely understood where I was coming from. And he said that, and I told him that I think that it would have way more, you know, leeway with the boss, way more gumption with the boss.
You'd have more leverage if he was there in your corner.
Absolutely.
And I think he'll do it, because the more money you make, the faster he gets paid back.
Exactly.
Because you can't pay your mortgage with Jackson's shaved eyebrows.
No.
It would be gross to mail those shavings to the bank and just be like, here, this is this month's
although he
payment.
You know, he made me feel better about the whole situation today on the air.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about a story where a guy got an apartment for his daughter's two cats, and me being the cat guy in the show, but they brought me in to say, you know, ask.
Didn't Kevin give you an inflatable cat for Christmas?
Yes, he did. What a shitty gift!
I love it.
So they brought me in to talk about, you know, how far and, you know, I would go for my cats. And
how far would you go for?
I would go as far as the world goes, my friend.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Well, and you know, because Kevin goes, you know, say you have to pay $1,000 to a vet for something that comes up with the cat. I'm like, well, I will find the money somehow, you know. And then Pete goes, you know what? Come to Bank McKenzie over here again if you need that money for a cat, and I'll help you out. So that was nice.
Pete, if you keep giving him money, he's not gonna learn anything. You have a story recently that shows that your confidence might be growing, which might be what you need, because you saying you ran into a black lady.
So it
that,
was the day I got my hair cut, got my hair did, and I got my beard shaved or trimmed or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, you're all shaved and trimmed.
And now, mind you, I pride myself on being a badass,
Yes, he does, everybody. He prides himself. I pride myself on being a badass. I'm the toughest guy you'll ever meet.
I walk down the street with my muscles showing. And yes. You lift
weights like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, so... So, needless to say, I hate when people say that because it's obviously not needed. Even though I just said it. I fucking hate it. Ugh.
Move this man! Shame.
Anyway.
Shame on me. I hate myself for that.
You should.
So, I don't get a lot of compliments, especially in the hood. And about being tough. And so, I'm in Mattapan Square. Mm-hmm. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to get weed from a dude. Yeah. And there's an ATM, a Bank of America ATM, that's outside, like on the sidewalk in Mattapan Square. And I have no problem going to it.
Yeah.
Because
just the fact that you say that out loud proves that you have no problem going to it.
Yeah.
And I have no problem going to the ATM out in the ghetto.
Hood, in the hood. And it's, you know, it's not an easy place to walk through as a white fella. But I do it high and proud because I am high and proud. You know?
Mostly high.
Yes. And so I've never had a problem there, and is mainly the reason, you know. I mean, it's a lot of talk and not a lot of action around there when it comes to, you know.
All right.
The hearsay.
Move on.
It is hearsay.
Keep going.
So I'm at the ATM and I'm taking out my money, and this sassy black lady walks by, and she goes, "Hey there, sexy. You got big balls to be doing that out here."
And you're like, "Yeah." And then she pulls a gun on you and says, "All right, motherfucker."
No, she walked by all sassy and, like, you know, fucking sashayed by me. It was raining. She didn't give a shit. She was hot for an old sassy black lady. And I felt very, that gave me confidence for like 3 days.
Yeah, so just picture her in your head when you have to go talk to the boss this week.
Yes.
And then you'll be good to go.
Hey there, sexy.
And I mean, you've been doing the dating apps and stuff again. Those have been given, like, you've been getting some results on those, right?
Well, I've been getting half results. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you don't finish a race, I've been ditched by two ladies and one lady twice, but yeah. She's a doctor and she's Indian, so she's wise. That so I'm going to give her another chance.
I don't think that's necessarily true, and I think that's possibly a little racist, what you just said, but we'll move past it. I mean, I will say, like, you know, these women, like the doctors and the lawyers and stuff that you're meeting, like, they're on the dating sites because they have busy lives and they're not getting a lot of opportunities to meet guys. So the fact that, like, a doctor says she needs to reschedule at the last minute, it sounds perfectly reasonable, especially
yeah,
when you're meeting online. So I wouldn't feel bad about it.
No, I don't mind.
I mean, don't feel bad about it. You don't have any reason to feel bad about it except for everything about you.
If her name was Tiffany, I would feel bad about it, but she has an Indian name, so I know she's serious.
All right. If you, again, dipping our toe in some racism, I think.
No, it's funny.
Well, talking about life changes for 2019, I shaved my head bald.
I don't mind seeing hefty women dance.
I just wanted to play that.
Rest in peace, Bob Einstein.
Rest in peace, Bob. You know, he was... he's somebody, Albert Brooks. You know Albert Brooks?
Yes. Actually, you know what's funny?
He's Albert Brooks' brother.
Recent episode of Last Podcast on the Left talked about him. They were talking about, and you would have actually really appreciated the thing, because they talked about that, and then they talked about how all the news articles say, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, actor dies, and they're like, screaming, it's like, it's not Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's Super Dave.
Fuck yeah.
And you're saying Super, it's like, it's Super Dave, what's Super wrong Dave. With you? And I'm like, yeah, Jackson, I like that.
Fuck yeah.
So anyway, so I've shaved my head, and I've been using it as an improv bit, because people always ask me, like, why did you do that? And I try to challenge myself to come up with a funny new response every time.
Are you going to say, oh, what's the next one? What have you used so far?
Well, the first one was, my barber got a little carried away. That's a low-hanging fruit. But the one I came up with today, there's one I've been using at work, because there's a guy, our developer at work, has he's had his head shaved bald for years. So now I just go in there every day and just say I wanted to be his twin. But my favorite one I came up with today was I lost a bet. I bet that I wouldn't be losing my hair at 33. Because I shaved my head because I've got a bald spot in the front and the back, and I have receding hairline in the front, and I'm sick and tired of it. Because also, it's like all the hair in between only grows like half an inch, so I can't like, and then I got long hair down the back, so it was a weird mullet ponytail thing.
You should have said, I'm in a cane from WWE lookalike contest.
Sure. I mean, there's still, I have 365 days before I know that everybody who matters has seen my head, so I'll have plenty of opportunities to do different jokes. But one of the things I have noticed is that I keep feeling like I have a phantom ponytail. But
that's the gayest kind of phantom thing.
I know it is. It's so dumb. Like I go to put my shirt on, and then I go to like instinctively pull my hair out from under my collar, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing there. And it's freeing. But you know what's one of the weird things I've noticed? And I've brought this up on the show before. I get stared at a lot in public. It's only been a couple of days, but I've noticed that people aren't staring at me when I have no hair.
It's because they think you'll kill them if you
maybe,
stare at them.
Which is great. So it's like either people just thought my hair was really weird, or because I don't even think I told you around. I think it was December. I was on the subway, and this chick walked past me, and she gave me like a look up and down of like absolute disgust. Like, she looked me up and down with this look of like, oh my God, I can't even believe something like you exists in the same world as me.
Perhaps she thought you were Michael Moore.
It was weird. Yeah, maybe. And then the other day, a guy was like, walked past me, and he was staring very intently but angrily at my crotch.
Ew.
And I don't know why. Like, if I, you know, I'd appreciate like, but I don't think so, because he looked really angry about it. You know, it's like if he was like interested in me in that way, you'd think he'd be a little bit more flirty about it, which would be a little nice because at least
one
I can take
angry
the compliment.
Gays.
Maybe I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm gonna break you in half and stick you up my butt.
That's what the angry gays sound like.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on. So anyway, so I have no hair anymore.
It fits you though. It looks good.
Yeah, I did it. Well, I did it back in.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Well, the crux of the story is I've never really been one to take risks in life. What's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen
it
is that all of it doesn't come back.
Just like in Seinfeld, when Elaine's boyfriend, he shaves his head because he's a swimmer. And then she looks at his license and he has luscious hair, and she's pissed off that he shaves it, and then it doesn't come back. And, yeah. And George gives him, you know, he looks at the seeds of his hair and gives him advice on how to, you know, get through as a balding man. It's a very good episode.
It sucks, though, because it's like I'm like, yeah, I'll just grow it back. What's the worst that could happen? And then it grows back, but then it grows back all over the place, not properly. So, yeah, it's not fun. And you get your fucking full head of hair there, you fucking Hungarian bastard. I hate you.
I love my hair.
You and your hungry hair. So I've been trying to come up with news topics and stuff. Like, I read a lot of news now on my phone and stuff, and I try to, you know, save those articles to have topics to talk about on the show, but it turns out that I'm really bad at it because I kept hitting the wrong
button. Turns out Mr. Technology doesn't know how to use his phone.
Yeah, so I'm an idiot. But one of the ones that I did remember off the top of my head, which I wanted to bring up because it's fun to hear you get angry about it, is, again, checking in with Louis C.K. And as you were right, because you had said, is Pete Davidson, the comedian from SNL.
Yes, yeah.
So he's been doing a bit lately where he says, who is it? Fucking... he got like Gene Wilder tattooed on him, and then Gene Wilder died, and then somebody else before that he got tattooed, and then that person died, and so then his joke is like, you know, so I'm thinking about getting Louis C.K. tattooed on me. What do you think? And then he tells the story about how one time Louis hosted SNL when he was working there, and told everybody, like Lorne Michaels included, in front of him, it's like, you know, this kid's just, he smokes so much pot, he's smoking his life away. He smokes so much weed, he's making people uncomfortable. Like, giving him a lot of shit because he smokes weed, right?
Yeah, he's such an asshole.
And then turn around and find out the whole time, you know, he's ripping on this kid for smoking weed on set. It's like, oh, by the way, he's also locking women in rooms and masturbating in front of them without permission.
He's a real creep is what he is. And you can tell, and you can tell by his comedy, because he doesn't even. It's not that he delivers his lines so angrily that you know that he's just trying to do it to be. He's being himself, but he's being himself in a way that's trying to be funny, and he's getting by somehow.
Yeah,
Makes me mad.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's funny too because it's like, you know, he probably like justified it, like where I can say all these insightful things about how abused women are and stuff in our culture, and so that's okay that I'm now abusing them myself because at least I'm pointing it out, you know. And it's the worst part is because then I get into fights with my wife because she still thinks he's funny and I think he's hilarious too. But he's also a shitty
person.
He's
preachy. He's very preachy.
He's very preachy, but I'm very preachy. So like preachy is as preachy does. But I don't know, that doesn't make any sense. But but at the same time, it's like, you know, I have come to the realization that I think if people are going to exist in the world anymore, we need to be able to have two separate concepts about everything in our heads. So like Louis, for example, I can accept the fact that he is a terrible person, but his stand-up is still really funny. And a lot of the points he makes in his stand-up are very true. So the fact that he's a shitty person doesn't necessarily, to me, negate the things he's saying.
No, it's true, because I do love Woody Allen movies.
Yeah, I can still appreciate the material he puts out and still think he is himself a shitty person. This was actually one of the things I wanted to talk about on our Never Done Christmas episode back in December that I wanted to do, because I wanted to bring up the... there was the big thing at this Christmas about people going... coming down on the song Baby It's Cold Outside, and coming down on the Rankin Bass holiday special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as being problematic. And I've made jokes about that for years. But to me, again, it's this idea of like, yes, I can accept that the song Baby It's Cold Outside is kind of rapey, but at the same time, it's a part of a lot of people's holiday traditions. So why can't we just recognize, like, both those things can be true. You don't have to say, like, it's rapey, so it can't be part of anybody's traditions. Like, that's it's not one or the other. It can be both. Just recognize it for what it is. There's plenty of things in life that we have, you know, had at one time were perfectly fine, and we've now realized later on it's probably a bad idea, but we still talk about it or think about it. You know, it's just like, you can still do things. You can appreciate Louis's comedy and still think he's a shitty person.
Yes.
Right? And you, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
I mean, that's the question. Like, is there something wrong with that? I mean, because obviously, like, liking his stuff means that essentially I'll be giving him money every time I watch one of his bits on Netflix. They're paying him a royalty. But at the same time, like, we can recognize he's a dangerous individual. So when he tries to sound preachy about how, you know, women are threatened, we can just say, shut the fuck up. Tell jokes about how you're fat and balding.
Yeah, because it's different. Because he talks about, like, he talks about honorable, you know, trying to be an honorable fella and trying to, and, you know, he fucking preaches himself as being a good dad all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, then, but like, but Woody Allen doesn't go out making movies about how it's okay to marry your fucking ex-wife's daughter, you know?
Well, it's technically his daughter, too. Like, they adopted her together.
Yeah, so, but I'm saying he doesn't go out there blatantly justifying what he did. And
he knows what he did.
I feel like Louis C.K. is defending, like, he tries to defend it, and he tries to justify it more than he should.
Yeah, no, what I would love to see is like a world moving forward where Louis is still allowed to do stand-up, maybe not do movies anymore, but let him do stand-up.
Oh, no, he, like, should be allowed. He can do anything he wants. Movies. It's just based on whether or not people will buy or not.
Like, I don't think he
should
do
whatever he wants. It's America. He's not in jail.
Well, no, but I don't think he should be allowed. Like, I don't think studios should allow him to, like, you know, reprise his role as a cartoon dog.
Yeah, it's a matter of who will be, you know, shitty enough to work with him.
Yeah, I mean, like, hire him to be the creepy guy in a movie who masturbates in front of women because he's really good at that role. But yes. I'd say, like let him do comedy, but, like, have a fucking security guy standing there watching him the whole time, and then as soon as it sets over, the security guy escorts him from the premises so he doesn't get to, like, hang out and enjoy himself.
I wouldn't feel bad if he ever had to do comedy again because you know, he had his chance and he fucking broke it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, too. But at the same time, it's like, if you were, let's just keep an eye on him. Like, let's that's recognize why, like, the fact that he's a dangerous individual.
I still chuckle
at his jokes.
No, I believe in second chances, but I also believe in, you like Paul McCartney said, you took your lucky break, and you broke it in half. I forget what song it's from. It's a Paul McCartney song.
It's very good. I don't know. I think of it like a, like watching like a dangerous animal act. You know, it's like a snake charmer. You like to watch the snake dance for the snake charmer, but after the show's over, you lock it in a cage because you know it can't be trusted with people.
Nope.
It's Louis C.K. Put him in a cage. Let him tell jokes and put him in a cage. I'd rather put a funny,
a just as funny, honorable fella on the stage.
Well, yeah, we could still do that too. Again, I'm saying it's not one or the other. You can have both. We can have everything. This is America. Let's have everything.
I guess
Let's
you're right. I just said that too, yeah.
This is America. And on that note, on that patriotic note, we will end the show.
Yes.
So we got a lot of plugs. Why don't you plug your new podcast on the iHeartRadio network?
Yeah, so us on the Carlson and McKenzie show, we now have an uncensored podcast that we do each Friday called the Happy Ending Podcast. And it's very funny. It's like 7 or 8 minutes of just us bullshitting about us, and, you know, what we did during the week. And sometimes there's a lot. Heather talks really dirty.
I listened to the last episode where they said that you smell like salami.
Yes. I came in one day out of the shower and turned the shirt by accident because I can't smell.
They were talking about how nice looking you were. But then Pete's like, yeah, but you still smell like a weird mixture of like a bag of pot and an Italian sub.
Yeah, no, that day I brought weed.
Which
in.
Is like the worst thing you can smell like, by
well,
the way.
I don't usually bring weed into work, and I brought weed into work in an apparently dirty shirt, so that
I mean,
was my fault.
It's funny, too, because the Italians like specifically invented a sandwich that just smells like them. You know, Gino, you smell delicious. Let's make a sandwich that smells like your back hair. Well, you know, the other thing, I relaunched my other podcast, the Making Artwork podcast. I put out the first episode. I've revamped it where it's more of just me talking by myself. So if you're interested in hearing me talk about things that are a little bit more artistic and creative, you can go and look up the Making Artwork podcast anywhere fine podcasts are sold. Go to wcwjmpod.com for all your Who Cares podcast needs. You'll be able to find all our social media and stuff like that there. You can follow Jackson on Twitter at JacksonWZLX. And also, you can go, and if you want to hear more of Jackson's music, you can go check out his SoundCloud at JacksonZLX. No W on that one.
No W.
So it's JacksonWZLX on Twitter and JacksonZLX on SoundCloud. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Marz85. Or you can follow me on Instagram, which I'm much more active on, at AgentMark85, because I'm an X-Files nerd. And I think that just about does
it. That stands to reason. I saw David Duchovny in a really weird movie over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was called After Midnight. It's a,
Living After Midnight.
No, but you should look it up. I think you might like it.
Have you seen him in drag in Twin Peaks?
Uh-oh.
All right, well, the show's starting again. The show's starting again! It's on an infinite loop! Let's get the hell out of here!
Okay, I'm gonna go look at David Duchovny and drag.
All right, bye, everybody.